Last night we entered our bed through opposite doors. Hours we lay awake, entrenched, before the trapdoor gave and we were hurtling down in jerky sleep. When we suddenly awoke, our bodies were together in the warm bed lap, and I was taking deep, swollen kisses out of your brimming mouth. Your lips cushioned the inherent murder in your teeth. My body grew to fit your body, and the opened blossoms of you were flaming, full, and making honey. There in the jungle twilight, stark naked gods slipped in between us, and the lightning struck. And in the light I saw you. You were lovelier by many years than yesterday. Today, your mind moved back into your face, willing away your last night's beauty. And the hard mask of resolution lies dull upon you, like a bad makeup. I stood long where you left me. Night was all around me, and the stars pecked at it with fierce acetylene silver beaks. A little thin moon scarred the sky. Then I walked, my arm around the emptiness of you beside me. And because you were total in my eyes like sudden blindness, I saw only you. You were my purpose and my way. You were the bright articulate lights in the dark lonely streets. You were each door and window and every passing face. And because you were indelible in my blood and brain in infinite copies, without drink or delirium, my mind conceived you. My senses registered you dimensionally, and it was beautiful. Oh, then it was beautiful in a high, beautiful city, in a tall, lighted, beautiful world. The moon was young, and the stars winked like fireflies in tall grass. Night was a jeweled tent around us, and we were wonderfully alone and sleepy, as we always are, just after love. Each season of each year, I will be forgetting you all over. Each season, every year. I will need to forget you each summer, spring, autumn, and winter. I will be forgetting you each day and every hour. Each night and day, each hour, something wonderful and dear of you will ring my heart and knock upon my mind. Each time I hear Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, see flowering dogwood or smell locust, acacia, sweet honeysuckle, lily of the valley, or wild roses, I shall forever be forgetting the quick, happy kisses like samples when my own lips could never fully capture yours, and the deep, ravenous kisses when I awoke wanting you at night. Sunday will be the hardest to forget. Late Sunday mornings with your sleep-rich body and your hardly opened eyes terribly tender. The articulate wordlessness of your lips and tongue and the natural way you raised your gown and fitted yourself to me. Oh, I drew love like honey-steeped wine from every mouth of you. Each time I know beauty, it shall be through you. When joy lifts me high, or sorrow breaks me, when I love again, my senses conditioned to you will be forgetting you anew. Each kiss that fills my mouth shall fill it with your lips. Yes, each time my eyelids crumble and close under blood's fired impact, when love strikes home, yours will be the mouth, and yours the disengaging arms. Your heart, it will be leaping in your throat and beating in your thighs. Your relieved breasts, your simmering loins, your soft, happy eyes. I will be forgetting you in silence and in song. In silence will I dream dreams of you too wonderful to dare aloud, and of words I shall not use for anyone but you, I shall make poems. When a star falls, I shall wish for you. When the moon is new, I shall wish for you. When a bird looks into my window, when a leaf falls before me, when I find a fern in flower, I shall wish for you. And when autumn lays out her lavish colors, her warm brown, ripe yellow, her exciting red all over the hills and fields like a lovely woman undressing, I shall look for you.